want to share a letter that we got from Christy Little in Bakersfield, California. Christy writes, "Dear Steve, why is pool water blue? When the pool is empty, the cement is white. When you add water, the water is clear. But when it's full, it looks pretty blue. Is that the same reason the sky is blue? How come?" Let's see if we can answer Christy's question. I've got a small little pool right here. It's just an aquarium, right?
Yeah.
What color is the water?
Clear.
Clear.
Clear. What color is the light or the sun that shines down on it?
White.
Kind of a white color. And that white color is really a combination of all the colors in the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And one way to remember that is to remember the name Roy G. Biv. Roy. Red, orange, yellow, green, G. Biv, blue, indigo, violet. Right?
Mm.
Well, as that light comes through, light is actually a wave. We think of a wave. And each of those colors correspond to a different wavelength or frequency. So some of them are longer and some of them are shorter. And that's how we're going to try to use to explain why it's blue and why we can see that. First of all, we have to have a source of light. So this will be our sun, okay, our flashlight. And as if we look at the sky, as that light comes through the sky, it hits the molecules of air and it scatters. So we have to have it hit something in here. So we're going to kind of pretend that there's dust and particles and things like that. So we're going to use a little bit of powdered milk. And so we'll sprinkle the powdered milk inside. So let's pretend like this is the atmosphere. And what do you have in the atmosphere?
Molecules.
Molecules.
Pollution.
Dust.
Dust. So what we want to do is we want to represent that. And so I'm going to have to add something so that we can see the light beam. Let me add a little bit of powdered milk. So here we go. Here's our powdered milk. Good. And now we'll stir it up. So it's kind of murky looking. And now let's dim our lights. And let's see if it's easier now to see the beam of light. Okay, are you ready? Come on down here and take a look at it.
Oh,
what color does it look?
White.
Kind of white, and what color does it look around here?
Blue.
Blue, you're right. The blue is being scattered. In fact, blue light is scattered 10 times more than red light is. Come around here, and you see how it goes the whole distance.
Whoa.
What color is it here?
White.
It's white, isn't it? So if we look at the atmosphere the same way, when the sun sets, we're looking at the sun come through a lot more atmosphere, and we're seeing dust, and that's what gives us the great sunsets, right? But it's coming through a lot more. All the blue is being scattered out, and you're seeing what come directly to your eye?
Blue.
The red, right?
We're seeing sun is really white.
The sun is really white and gives us a combination of all those colors. We really are scattering some of the colors out, and we're seeing the red on that one end. Remember Roy G. Biv? We're seeing that red come right through to us.
What?
Same way, yes.
Why wouldn't the sun be black if all the colors mixed together and make...
That's an excellent question. All the colors of light mixed together give white, but all the colors of pigments, right? Like crayons, markers, things like that, give you...
Black.
And so that's our difference there with both of those. So we can answer the same question with the pool, because that water is scattering all of that blue light out. Remember, blue light is more easily scattered than the red light, so it gives us that blue color, doesn't it? We want to thank Christy Little for her wonderful question. We'll see you next week.